Jared Goff talking about how well the defense is playing. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some college football stuff at 102. We barely had a chance to talk about the Wolverines and the Spartans with interesting games. Paul is in Clinton Township at Next Era 97.1. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, with the Lions, one thing that I for sure took out of watching that game was Darian Arnold. Okay. First off, I disagree that was a pass interference penalty, and I don't think he'll get those in his future. But he went up against the guy that everybody is saying is the generational new wide receiver talent coming into the league, a surefire guy, and he played him pretty much straight up with no help the majority of that game, and he pretty much boxed him up for the vast majority of it, being left alone. I mean, and I think that definitely bodes well for the future and should be acknowledged because he took some grief on these airwaves the past couple of weeks, and I thought he for sure deserved a shout out.
Yeah, he definitely held his own. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. had 5 catches in the game for 64 yards, which was less than 13 per catch. He had a long of 17, and I'm not sure if that was on him, if that was on Arnold or not. He wasn't guarding him the whole time, or covering him the whole time. But your point is valid. I think he's been a solid player through the first 3 weeks. Yes, he's a rookie. Yes, he's made some mistakes, but he comes back and he learns from those mistakes. And that interference, the third week in a row, we're talking about a pass interference call with Terry and Arnold, and yet I didn't have much of an issue with that when he just kind of stood in his place. Stood his ground, the receiver runs into him, gets the call. We go to that same play a week ago, and Jamison Williams runs into a defender who's just standing there, and he doesn't get the call. But they throw the PI on Arnold.
Well, and he's a rookie, and I think it was on your show. You guys had noted what Carlton Davis had said about how he was officiated during his first year being a press type man to man corner. And he said that it changed over a period of time when, you know, refs got used to him and he got used to how they were going to call it. I thought he played great yesterday against, and he was matched up. I don't know what the percentage, but it sure seemed like about 65-70% of the time with Harrison Jr. And I don't think he did very much against him. I mean, he was okay.
Paul, I'm glad you called because there were ample examples of him being in phase, running stride for stride with a wide receiver. And against Marvin Harrison Jr. There is a lot to like so far about Terrion Arnold. And I know people will focus on the penalties, and yeah, they suck, but he's a rookie. The penalties suck, but getting them, but he's a rookie. There's ways he's going to get officiated, and there's things that he needs to learn. The biggest challenge is being able to be in position in the first place. Almost every one of those PIs is him being in position and doing something wrong to pick up a pass interference. The toughest part of the job is being in position, and he's doing that.
It's so strange because I don't have any concerns with Terrion Arnold. He's got all these penalties on him. I think he leads the league, actually, as far as the defensive back. But he's tough. You know, I think he's got ultra confident about his skill set, and Dan Campbell speaks about it all the time. He's out there the very next play on the receiver, you know, stride for stride. And I think he's got to clean up some technique stuff, but I think that stuff, it can be cleaned up and it's correctable. So I feel like he's going to be a good corner for the Lions.
And I thought I heard them say during the TV broadcast at some point that the percentages of throwing on him they've completed a lot of the targets towards Terrion Arnold. And I'm like, okay, I think they have, but have they been damaging? It doesn't feel like they've been damaging.
Not particularly.
No.
The most damaging.
I mean, the interference.
The interference.
That's, in the first couple weeks, but I don't feel like he's given up that 50-yard play or even a 20-yard play.
No, he did. He did well in man coverage yesterday. 248-539-9797. Matt's in Bay City and next. Hello, Matt.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Great.
So I'm going to say something about the Lions defense that made me really excited. You lost some players in that game. But they just they still stayed as a group. They played good. They lost Branch for a little bit, and then they had the backup linebacker and then Barnes getting carted off. But you had Newman. You didn't really hear from him from the preseason. he played really well.
Yeah.
Levi goes down, and then you have other people that just mesh up. And got to give credit to Aaron Glenn, man. This defense is looking really good. Yeah, Terry Arnold made I don't think that was pass interference either, but he's been going up against some really good receivers, and he's been playing really physical, and this is the type of defense, you know, Aaron Glenn wants to play, you know, man-to-man on the outside and then physical with the defensive line.
I mean, yeah, they're getting a job done. Aaron Glenn has been given more material to work with, and there is no indication yet that this group is taking anything but steps forward. And, yeah, they had to do it with depth guys.
So as we're talking about this, Lions Fans Report, Lions Fan Report has tweeted out, they do a lot of analysis. Terrion Arnold versus Marvin Harrison Jr., 6 targets, 2 receptions allowed for 31 yards. He also had a pass breakup and no touchdowns allowed.
So it's a decent day.
It's a pretty good day.
If those numbers are accurate, that's a decent day.
You got to credit Aaron Glenn, and they're pretty deep. Like the caller mentioned, they had a lot of injuries. I got to ask you again, Gator, and it's not picking on you by any means or anything, but like because you're a James Houston guy,
mm-hmm.
inactive, and they're getting some injuries. Do we see James Houston play a big role this upcoming week? And I'm just worried about the confidence the coaching staff has in Houston to not put him out there, you know, on Sundays at this point.
I mean, I want to see him, but only if it makes sense. Like if they have. I don't know what the injuries are to the team this week. They're getting a pass rush. They're not getting home as much as you'd like to see them, but they're forcing early throws and they're incompletions. And that's getting the pressures and getting the quarterback hits. That matters. But we'll see who's available and who isn't. If Aleem McNeil is banged up, I mean, that's not a James Houston replacement. That's bring up Pecco and let him play, or you rely more on, you know, the other guys that they have. So I don't know. At this point, don't we totally trust Dan Campbell to make the decisions on who's going to play on game day?
So 100.
As much as I want to see Houston play, whatever Campbell says.
Yeah, they're making so many correct calls these days that, I mean, if things start to go south, you can look and say, could they be doing it any better? But right now, defense is just not their problem.
No, it's not. It's been their specialty to this point.
248-539-9797. Bill in Sterling Heights, you're next. Hi, Bill.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
White cheddar Doritos. Sorry about that.
Not bad. The white cheddar Doritos sound good.
Yeah. Lunchtime. But, Champ, excuse me, Champ and Chump, that guy stole a little bit of my thunder because I was going to say Aaron Glenn because this defense for a while now, going back like a season and a half, has been like really consistent with the different personnel. And I just think, in the beginning he was a scapegoat. I think he's gotten some of the props he deserves, but Aaron Glenn is my champ and my chump. My wife and I were in Frankenmuth over the weekend, and you guys know that whole deal in there. You know, you walk down that main strip. There's a lot of kids, a lot of families, a lot of dogs, and these D-nozzle, my chumps are these D-nozzle bikers that drive through Frankenmuth on their Harleys, which is fine, but they've got their music turned up like all the way, roaring through the middle of town, and they're not stopping. They're just driving through. I mean, hey, if you want to go take a drive on your bikes and crank your music, that's cool. But you know, I don't need to hear.
But not up in Frankenmuth.
But listen, man, like at the stop sign, cranking Highway to Hell at 300 decibels, driving through Frankenmuth. That's like a total D nozzle move.
Trying to get the party started.
Thank you. We got your vote down for rude motorcycle riders being loud in Frankenmuth.
What is this, from 1957? What is?
Write down his vote, Doug.
I did. I wrote down bikers with loud music in the
in Frankenmuth. Be specific.
Yes.
I did. Okay.
Playing Highway to Hell.
Playing Highway to Hell at 300 decibels.
Yeah. Up in the moose.
That's pretty loud.
That's loud.
Highway up to in hell. The moose? Is
up
that what
the,
you call
up in the moose?
Yep.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.